Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, attorney Oren Johnson is here for a great discussion, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
It's a good time to win during the big deal $150,000 guaranteed giveaways at Tamarack Casino. $15,000 in cash and free play giveaways each week. And $50,000 in grand prize giveaways with two top prizes of $15,000 cash. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Oren Johnson, the attorney and wonderful writer. It is a pleasure to have you back, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. So what were your hopes and dreams going into this election? Let's start there.
Well, my hope and dream in every election is that whoever wins does a good job. I mean, at the end of the day, we all are innately kind of tribal, and I think that's part of who we are. I tend to vote for Republicans, although not always exclusively. I was hoping that more Republicans would win, I think, to repudiate a lot of the policies the last 2 years that have just been so destructive to civil rights and civil liberties. I was very glad to see Sisolak lose. I was glad to see the Republicans take over the House of Representatives and see some divided government again, and hopefully some accountability for the Democrats nationally and locally. So the red wave wasn't as big as anybody predicted, certainly, but wasn't nothing. It's always a mixed bag, is what it always is. But I hope everybody who won does a good job. And I hope if they don't do a good job, they do such a spectacularly bad job that it's obvious and they get ousted in the next election.
All right, so let's start out with divided government. To me, divided government seems to be the best kind of government because there's the real check and balance right there.
Totally agree.
please elaborate, otherwise this is a really short show. Dan Mason will kill me.
We all agree. So the big thing is that I don't understand why people want efficiency in government in a lot of ways, especially in the elected officials. There's always, and we've recognized this since the dawn of, the Enlightenment, that people will seek power. It's a hell of a drug, and people will abuse that power to some degree. And it doesn't matter if they're Republicans, it doesn't matter if they're Democrats, it doesn't matter anything else. And so we set up this system of government in this country that's been wildly successful, not because we hope that we're only electing angels and good people, but because we recognize that we're not going to elect angels and good people. And so we have other people who are imperfect and sometimes not great people constantly struggling and pulling against each other and splitting the atom of sovereignty between different branches of the government on the federal level, between the federal and state governments, and between the people. And so that's why attacks against free speech, against individuals are so troubling. That's why the increased use of executive orders and that sort of thing, both on the state and federal level, and especially during COVID, were so troubling. That's why it's frustrating to me as a lawyer to see the courts perhaps not take a more robust effort in checking the power of the executive during COVID and some of the, again, just the abuses of civil liberties that we all endured in the last two and a half years.
All right, so here we are. And, you know, the results of the election were fascinating because there was so much going on prior, in the prior 2 years, and in fact, all the way through the Donald Trump running for election, the actual presidency, et cetera, all of the discussion about whether the voting was rigged, the voting machines were rigged. And I still have people coming up to me today and saying, well, you know, it was rigged. And I say to them, did you vote for Republicans and Democrats? Yeah. Did you have winners and losers? Yeah. Okay. Where do you see this conspiracy? Do you feel that every county clerk, every secretary of state, every DA, every sheriff, everybody ignored all the obvious signs of fraud to let this happen? Or don't you look at this and go, the system worked. I had winners and losers.
So I think the whole election security thing is frustrating to me because it's become like so many things totally binary, and that's not helpful in solving problems and having a system that everybody trusts.
What do you mean binary?
So either our system is totally perfect and nobody should, and how dare you question it? And as soon as you say, how dare you question it, by the way, now I become very suspicious. Or then you have people like, it's all this vast conspiracy and everybody, you know, every election is fraudulent. Both of those positions are wrong, I maintain. In 2020, I was very, very frustrated when, essentially by fiat, our election system was changed, and the legislature involved, but you know, behind closed doors and without the kind of checks of the people being able to go in and that sort of thing. We legalized ballot harvesting. That's a crime in most states and that sort of thing. That bothers me. I think that leads to election outcomes that maybe are not reflective of the will of the people necessarily. And it allows for, and there's always some low-scale fraud, people submitting extra ballots, always, every single time. And so the question is when you have super close elections, and we often do, there's always a margin of fraud. And that's always been true. That's been true since we've had elections. People have realized that you can stuff a ballot box and that sort of thing. You don't have to wear a tinfoil cap to understand that and know that. And so for years, we've had election security laws of various types. This is why we register people in advance. This is why in Iraq, after Saddam Hussein fell, they had the purple finger. Paper ballots, you know, all that sort of thing. There's a lot of different ways to do it. But in 2020, when I went and cast my ballot, everybody was nervous, not everybody, but I was, and they're just sending out ballots to everybody willy-nilly. The check on that was supposed to be, you had to bring that ballot if you wanted to go vote in person. I went and voted in person, and they looked at my ballot that I had in my hand to give them to destroy or do whatever they did, and they said, you can give it to us, we'll just throw it in that box there, which bothered me, or you can just keep it. And that it was not in accordance with the law, it wasn't in accordance with the security procedures, and it really bothered me. And my wife's ballot, my legal assistant's ballot, exactly the same thing happened there. And even now, they got better. I brought my ballot this year, but you could just sign an affidavit saying, and I promise not to vote twice. And I see that as somewhat inadequate. So I don't think there was vast fraud or anything else like that. But what I want to see is I want to see the election systems such that they are so obviously secure. It's kind of like when you go to the casino. They want you to see those cameras. They want you to know that security is there. Armored trucks don't look like armored trucks just because they need to be armored that way. They also look armored, and that's really, really important. And so I want people in charge of our elections to be flinty-eyed and suspicious and all those things, because that's how I'm comfortable that all of our elections are secure always.
All right, but don't you think in this particular election that because of everything that happened in 2020, that you really did have everybody's eyes on this, that there was concern that, you know, for us, you know, because the phrase that was bandied around so much was, you know, our democracy is at stake, that everybody who's involved in the election process wanted to make sure that this election went off smoothly.
Smooth is not the same thing.
99.999%, not 100%. And I agree with you on that.
Right. And so the problem was, is there's all these changes to the election system and that sort of thing, and you got all these extra ballots floating around. And once they're out there and then get dropped off, then it, you know, is hard to control. And again, the elections are kind of like money. We carry around these little pieces of paper or pieces of metal, and now really it's just electrons. The only thing that makes money valuable is that we trust it. And as soon as you stop trusting money, then economies collapse. And so right now, I think there's some statistic, like 40% of people don't think that the elections are trustworthy. There's some crazy number. It's not all Republicans. There's a lot of Democrats, too. And partisans have been fanning these flames for decades. I mean, the entire Trump presidency was all about he's illegitimately elected, all the rest of the stuff. You go back to 2000, George Bush cheated, and you know all the rest of these things. I remember when I was in law school in 2004, the conspiracy theories on the left about the Diebold machines and all the rest of this stuff, it was just rampant. And so the bottom line is that I understand people's concern about, you know, this undermine, we can't undermine trust because it relies on that. But in order to rebuild that, the answer is not to silence people who are like, wait a minute, that didn't look right to me. Like when people are coming in with handfuls of ballots because they're harvesting them, or when the election workers don't take my extra ballot, which is what it is, or just throw it in a box somewhere, or just let me keep it, or what have you. Instead, it's to have a robust system of checks and balances with that so that everybody can see right away and be comfortable when they go to the polling places that their elections are secure. And part of that is making sure that we're able to count the votes on time. This thing where it takes us 2 weeks to count a vote, that's absurd, and that's red flags for everybody.
All right, but can't you fix that particular thing by just having an earlier deadline for the mail-in votes so that everything is available? They could even be pre-counted by election day, but not revealed, so it doesn't alter the people who are going to the polls to actually vote on election day. And that way, instead of it being, you know, 4 or 5 days after the election that they can still come in, they got to be in, you know, 4 or 5 days before the election, just like we have an early voting period that ends, you know, a week before or so before election day.
Oh, I 100%
agree. That
would
be a simple fix.
At a minimum, we absolutely should do that. There's zero reason why we should still be counting ballots. So, you know, 2 weeks after the fact.
More with Aaron Johnson when we come back.
Ring in the holidays with $350,000 Big Holiday Extravaganza at Carson Valley Inn. Over 1,000 winners. Weekly cash, free playing up to $10,000 in cash every Saturday. And 2 grand prize drawings. Win up to $20,000 in cash. 'Tis the season for winning big at the Carson Valley Inn.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Aaron Johnson, the attorney and fabulous writer. You got to do more writing.
I know. I need more time.
Well,
just slow down the rotation of the Earth.
We have a place on Nevada Newsmakers' website if you ever wanted to jump back into that. Even once a year would be fine. All right, so we've had an extended period of time where people are doubting the voting process. They're doubting the veracity of the election results. Do we not need to mount a marketing campaign from Republicans and Democrats? Because, I mean, I thought it was fascinating that Barbara Sigaski, the Republican in a field of Democrats, was the one that was overseeing the elections and saying, no, these are good, the numbers are real. Do we not need to see a huge marketing campaign to give people confidence that, you know, we're on this?
No. In fact, that'd backfire. It backfired. So nobody trusts the government right now. Nobody should. After the COVID debacle and just straight up lies and misinformation coming from the government about COVID vaccines, against the efficacy of lockdowns, against everything else, and against just the basic competency of the government during the COVID and the decisions that were made that all turned out to be wrong. All the crazy tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, frankly, turned out to be more right than a lot of the government officials reassuring us that everything was safe and everything was fine and they were doing all the right things, because they absolutely were not. And so if those same people come out and tell me, I promise you it's all good to go, I have no reason to doubt that the elections aren't secure until one of those people comes and tells me that they're secure, and now all of a sudden I'm suspicious. Instead, what you need is total transparency. Every single media figure that says it's illegitimate for anybody to question election outcomes or question the process is doing harm to the public's trust in the system. Instead, we say, here it is, come look for yourself. Everybody should come see for themselves. And everybody is right to be suspicious of government, and to a healthy degree, come take a look. But as soon as government officials come on with a PR campaign, AKA propaganda, and say, no, how dare you question us, we're totally on it, after the last 2 years, no way, that's going to backfire. And and in fact, it already has backfired, and that's why 40% of people have questions about the election legitimacy.
All right, so then how, looking for solutions, mm-hmm. You know, you say transparency, but I mean, you know, there's a certain limit to, unless you're going to have Allegiant Stadium as a place where people are counting ballots and 65,000 right. people in the stands, which would not be, I think, particularly practical, and the hot dogs would be very expensive. but, you know, if the slogan is that we are concerned about democracy in this country, then do you look to any branch of government to say this is one that you can rely on, or do we mistrust all of them? And then, you know, do you still have a democracy?
So we don't live in a democracy. I don't want to live in a democracy. We live in a republic that protects people's individual civil liberties, and usually it's pedantic to say that, but not here. And so the issue is, most of the time when you hear our democracy, what you're really talking about is, especially in the modern context, is Democrats complaining about being criticized, and that's all it is. Any government official that complains about being criticized in whatever function that they're doing is immediately suspect to me, immediately. And that includes the government officials that oversee elections and that sort of thing. This is why we've always had poll watchers and all the rest of those types of things. There should be cameras on all the time, and so people can take a look. But again, the real issue is making sure that the process is obviously secure. Sending out ballots by default is insecure. I wouldn't send $50 in cash to anybody through the mail, and it's not that I don't trust the mail. The mail's an amazing system, but I don't trust it well enough to send $50 in cash through the mail. My ballot is worth far more to me than $50, and it should be far more to everybody else. And so I deployed 3 times to protect that right, and I take it very seriously. And so so I think that it should be, if you want to affirmatively opt in to getting a mail-in ballot, that's fine. I don't love early voting, but it is what it is, and kind of everybody does it now, and that's okay too, because you're there kind of in person. The voting has to be done on time. There can't be this like 3 weeks and, oh, by the way, then we find more ballots. I agree with you completely about deadlines in terms they have to be in on election day, not postmarked by election day. That just raises too many questions. And so don't have all these extraneous ballots out there. That's what's really concerning. And frankly, don't allow people to do this affidavit. If they want to come in and vote in person, they got to bring their ballot.
Okay, but go back to my original mm-hmm. question here, which was, you know, is there any part of government that you feel that we can look to and say, okay, we can rely on this, or is everything up in the air at this point in time? You know, the judiciary, you know, the three branches of government. I mean, is it all suspect at this point? It sounds like you're saying it should be just on the basis of we should question all of it.
Our entire country is built on the basis that we don't necessarily trust the government. Our entire constitution is designed to say the reason we trust our government is because we got other parts of the government who are in opposition and the people verifying. It's a trust but verify thing. And what it really comes down to, and this is lost in the conversation, is about competence. Is the government doing a good job? The more competent elected officials are and the unelected bureaucrats, then the more trust that we can have. And when they've shown us, so instead of doing a PR campaign about it, instead what they need to do is demonstrate in all other areas of government just relentless competence that we're going to do a good job, that your money's going to be well spent, and that sort of thing. And this goes back to the earlier question about divided government, and that's why I like to see divided government. I want to see government officials in different branches questioning each other and giving each other the flinty eye, and that's how we maintain freedom.
All right, more with Orrin Johnson when we come back.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7@7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7@7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Win during the big deal $150,000 guaranteed giveaways at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, a great conversation going here with Orrin Johnson, the attorney. So it's been interesting to note that a lot of the Republican campaigns around the country have been complaining that they didn't get enough money to spend on this election cycle. And that's stunning to me when you consider not only how much money was spent, for example, here in Nevada, but the insane pricing of that advertising. Television stations would go out of business if it weren't for political advertising. I mean, they can't charge the pharmaceutical companies the kind of money they can charge election campaigns. Is that a valid complaint?
No, I mean, look, I don't trust any politician, even the ones that I like. I think that's healthy and American to do. I mean, it just is. But you know, look, there's always going to be complaining and sore losing them and all that sort of thing, and not a lot of self-reflection about that sort of thing. At some point, I think money being spent reaches a point of diminishing returns. But part of it, especially in Nevada, is the Republican Party is completely incompetent and needs new leadership.
Is not the Democratic Party itself, not the Victory Fund that took over the Reid machine,
right,
but the Democratic Party itself also in the same boat?
Probably, although they have the victory fund, and I don't think the Republicans do. And for Republican candidates, they're all on their own. There's not a lot of coordination, and the fact that they do as well as they do is really extraordinary.
Well, I think the Republican Party may not have the coordination, but there are lots of Republican groups around the country and within the state mm-hmm. that organize money. So it's been that way for the Republican Party for decades. That the party itself doesn't get the money, but there's lots of Republican money.
Right. No, and that's true. But again, it goes back to the individual candidates. It goes back to competence. If you demonstrate competence that you're going to do a good job with that money, then people invest in you. And when you don't, then they won't. And that's been the frustration, I think, with a lot of Republicans. And it's a recruitment issue with Republicans. Whereas Democrats, I don't think their candidates are any better. But those particular activists know that when they spend the money, it's going to go to a well-oiled machine, and it's actually going to do some good. And if it goes to Republicans, who knows what's going to happen? So you're part of that too.
It's just a fascinating time in American politics, and
we do live in interesting times. It's
yeah,
the curse.
But I mean, you know, the noise of the television commercials is, and we run them here, and we are happy to take the money. I mean, that's what keeps the program on the air. But the reality is, it's so much noise. I don't even know. You know, people don't even know where they get their messages from to buy soap these days. So when you're just slammed with, he's no good, she's no good, he's no good, they're no good, the message is lost. It's, again, back to marketing. It's not
well,
a good thing.
Yeah, and the point of diminishing returns. And so
absolutely. Well, it's never a point of diminishing returns when we have you on the program. Thank you for doing this, as always.
Absolutely. Always happy to be here. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. One of the things I love about the Carson Valley Inn here in beautiful downtown Mendham is CB Steak. I have eaten here so many times. Tell folks what they can expect when they come here to eat.
It's a beautiful room, great service. We have certified Angus beef, seafood, lamb, a great range of appetizers, and wonderful desserts. Jean-Michel's done a great job of selecting some beautiful wines for us. The customers love it, and we've got a great selection of cocktails as well. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Win during the Big Deal $150,000 guaranteed giveaways at Tamarack Casino.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.